Blog Talk Radio. Hello. I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Is everyone as excited as me that we currently do not have a Pope? It's like a satanic holiday. I'm pretty sure that means you can burn down all the churches you want, and it's totally legal. Rob tells me that whoever burns the most churches gets 20% off any Metal Injection shirt. Good luck and get to burning. Here's the show.
Rob, did we really clear that with the legal department?
I don't recall this.
Not even a free shirt, only 20% off.
Well, you know, there is overhead. There's overhead.
20%.
You cheap.
And it's actually a mail-in rebate discount.
Yeah, exactly. You don't just get it instantly. You gotta make sure. You gotta wait 4 to 6 weeks.
And the expiration date is in only 3 weeks, so you're screwed.
Welcome to Metal Injection Livecast, episode 199. Next week is the big 200.
Oh.
And we're doing.
Damn.
What?
No reaction.
Oh, so good. So good.
So horny. 200 make me horny.
I like even numbers.
So you're very upset by this show. This is an odd number.
Yeah, I feel really off. Like,
oh, we just went away.
I think I'm just going to sit this one out. I'll just press the buttons.
Yeah. Produce like the B-Cat show.
We have a telephone number, 646-929-1357. You can call us and, you know, talk. We could talk. We could chat.
Last week we had some really good calls.
Yeah, very good. I see some names in the chat that are a little puzzling, like Robba's Catskills. What does that refer to? Have you been to the Catskills?
No. Where are the Catskills?
Is it like Rob's Skills with a cat?
That was my second thought.
Is the S capitalized?
No.
I'm allergic to cats, though, so I don't have many.
So it's like you're in the Catskills.
Have you never been there?
No. Where is that?
It's New York.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. It's like I've been to the Poconos.
Yeah, the old...
No, that's Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The old Jews all go to the Catskills.
Yeah.
Like in northern Miami.
All the old...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Borscht Belt, if you will.
But not the Orthodox, the Hasidic Jews. Hasidic Jews go to Muncie.
Did you hear that a couple of Orthodox Jews got killed in your neighborhood yesterday?
No, do tell.
It was like the lady was going, they were driving to the hospital, she was giving birth, and
really?
There was a car accident, and the husband and wife both died.
Whatever, they'll just make Kent. Two other ones.
The husband and wife died, though, not this kid.
I don't know, I'm assuming the kid died, too, I'm not sure.
They're all inbreed.
I didn't read through, I was too busy laughing.
You're so terrible, Noah.
I don't care, I hate them.
Really? Why are you so full of hate?
Apparently there were thousands mourning for them today, according to Gothamist.
Did they all file into Citi Field to have a protest about cars now because they're dangerous? Wait, I was trying to think. Yesterday was Shabbos, wasn't it? Why were they driving?
Yeah, why were they driving on Shabbos?
This says early Sunday morning, so maybe it was like sometime after midnight last night.
Oh, okay. All right. Then it's legal.
The baby was born prematurely. She was 6 months pregnant.
They would have been all with the, you cannot drive on Shabbat. This is the God punishing.
Yeah, see? They drove too early. They didn't really wait until the sun went all the way down.
Yeah. The sun was up somewhere.
The couple who had been married for less than a year were on their way to Long Island College Hospital around 12:30 a.m. for a wellness check. Mm-hmm. And
I thought she was just about to drop the baby.
She wasn't feeling well, and they went to check it out. Mm-hmm. And a hit-and-run driver of a BMW... Very intoxicated, yada, yada, yada.
All right, so there's your Yid update.
Yes.
You know what we need? We need like a drop for that. Whenever.
Yeah.
Every time an Orthodox Jew dies.
No, like
a drop for a Jew.
Well,
dies.
You
the
should
Levy
just,
Kletsky
just
horn?
Record that alarm in from your neighborhood, Darren, and that'll be.
How about we do the shofar followed by a sad trombone? Like a wah, 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 wah.
No, what I was thinking is like one of those radio updates, you know, like it drops, you know? The Jew Report, something like that, you know? You like with those fancy lasers.
Okay.
Hey, Jew, Report.
No, you're doing it too hip-hop, right?
Oh, sorry.
Disrespect.
Jew Report.
Still all Jews, none of the time. Jew Report.
The show is all Jews all the time. What are you talking about?
Sure.
This entire show is the fucking Jew Report.
Now that Sean's gone, it's even more of a Jew Report.
Yeah.
You can't stop the Jews. What are you, Hitler?
Rob's riffing.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, at least this week we don't have to just talk about Jewish people. We can talk about how the Pope has gay sex.
Wait, what? The Pope, where'd that come from?
Well, there's some rumor that one of his attendants is like his lover.
Really?
Handsome George or whatever.
It totally escaped me. I didn't
look at all the pictures with him and stuff.
Wow.
I think Gawker had a really funny write-up with like all these pictures of him being
longingly looking at him and stuff. Yeah.
Is he of age or is he
younger than the Pope? But
wow.
A younger, hotter looking.
So it's like great grandfather.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's probably like, you know how in college I knew a girl like this. I didn't hook up with her, but I definitely, and you always hear about it, like these girls who want to keep their virginity so they only let guys fuck them in the ass.
Uh-huh. So you think that's
I feel like that's what like the priests are like, oh, we took a vow of celibacy, but fucking dudes doesn't count.
Oh, I was going to say, because if you're gay, that's really the only thing that constitutes your virginity is whether you've been fucked in the ass or not.
But if gay is against God, then they're not gay. They're just, it's a loophole. Their poop hole is a loophole.
But show title. So, but I mean, isn't the Bible pretty solidly against, you know, cornholing too?
I'm sure it is, but I don't know. They figure their way around it.
Yeah, it's a loophole.
Wait,
but
why are they, if
the Pope is gay, why is he so against it? Like he said, he was against
tracks.
Gay.
He wanted to seem like the least gay person.
It's kind of essential to his job, Rob.
Yeah,
to
why
not
are
be
all
gay.
Priests fucking dudes and kids?
They are.
I guess that's true. So wait, so like when you're a Pope, you have to be celibate.
You have to be celibate when you're a priest of any kind.
Priest, yeah. So this
can you get a hand job?
No,
sexual activity.
Celibate means no release. No.
What if he's sleeping and he like rubs up against his pillow or
what
something?
All right, so it's the intent.
By his dick?
What?
Why is his pillow by his dick?
You know, you shift around in bed.
No,
you've never
because
had
he doesn't
a dick
wanna,
pillow?
No, he doesn't want to hurt his knees when he sleeps on the side. He like puts the pillow in between
them. I saw an infomercial for the dick pillow last week.
You stick your dick inside the pillow.
It's like a fleshlight. Finding that your dick doesn't get enough sleep? That's because you don't have a proper dick pillow.
No, but that's the reason why you nailed it. That's exactly why so many pedophiles become priests, is because they want to repress their urges and they think, you know, all right, if I'm forced to be celibate, then I won't be touching kids anymore. It's like they want to reform.
Well, yeah, they grow up in religious homes and they feel so guilty about it. They're like, well, how can I make up for this? Let me go be a priest. But then, you know, after a few years of that, they're like, God, I really want to fuck a dude.
And then there's
little
boys
all these
around.
Young, unshaved boys. All over.
So wait, you're saying that all gay men, if around unshaved boys, would molest children? Is that what you're saying?
If that's all they can do. You can't be a priest, go to the gay bar.
That's all they can do? Why can't he just, you know, go answer Craigslist?
Yeah, why can't he just download Grindr?
Yeah. Or join Collar Me.
Vow that they can't download apps. That's another.
They can't
have
an iPhone.
Vow of poverty.
Sid is just at level 12 offensiveness. He figured out how to insult priests and gays at two exact opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're the same end of the spectrum.
All right, fine. Religious people
it's
and
level
gays.
Level 12 of being closeted is being a priest.
Right, I guess, but. They're closeted pedophiles. They're not necessarily closeted gays.
Well, it could be both. Why can't you keep, if someone thinks he's gay and they can't deal with it, they decide to just be a priest so they don't have to worry about finding a wife or whatever.
Right, but do you,
I don't think it's like, not every
it's a way
gay
to shut
priest,
your parents up.
Not every gay priest is a pedophile.
Right, but not every molested child is a boy either. There's a lot of girls that have been.
I feel also they're not all necessarily pedophiles. Like I don't.
No, that's good of you to allow that.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just talking about the ones that do diddle little boys. I don't
they just
think
do
all
it
of them,
as a hobby.
No, it? I'm just saying they might like not only like little boys, but they're like, all right, I'm in a position of power over this kid.
Uh-huh.
It's as close as I'm going to get to a cock without like. Going out to a gay bar, which I can't do.
So they dabble.
So if this is the only cock I can get, then it's better than no cock. And you'll
you
be
really
too scared
think that?
I don't think so. I think that.
I don't think they all are only attracted to little boys. I think they just, that's what's around.
I feel like you would have that part of you where you're like, this is
this is terrible. I'm going to scar this child for the rest of his life.
Not if you're repressed for so many years.
But listen, I'm going to lay this out so, like, I think other people can relate to it. Because if you put me in a situation where I could never have any vagina of any kind, and only little six-year-old girls were next to me, I would not be touching any six-year-old
What about
vagina.
If it was a 14-year-old girl?
I would not. Well, it's inappropriate. Really not. It's inappropriate.
But you can't. It's also hard for any of us to really speak to that because we've all had sex. All
right, but some of them have had sex
Imagine
and gave
being
it up.
Like 45 and you never got laid once.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what you're missing, though.
And your only porn is the Bible.
Well, that is pretty pornographic.
That sucks.
It's rated NC-17 for violence, mostly. There's that story about the guy who I guess he his girlfriend got raped, and then they scattered her around Israel and buried her in the earth, 12 pieces of her body in Israel, all around different parts of Israel, and he goes and like digs up all the pieces or whatever. You don't know that story?
No,
it's in the Old Testament. I
thought this was like a Nicolas Cage movie.
they probably did. It's The Wicker Man. I'll look it up during the break and we'll find that story.
Cool.
It's not cool. It's
like a biblical scavenger hunt.
Yeah, basically.
Well, didn't like Abraham or like whoever the dad was bite his baby's penis to make a promise for like to God?
Well, they still do that when they circumcise the kids.
No, these Lubavitchers do it. Yeah. They don't all do it. It's not like that.
Well, they're the ones that hold true to the.
I don't know about
they
that.
All did.
I don't know about that.
They're like the Amish of the Jewish community.
They don't stone gay people. They're slackers.
No.
That's what I always say about the WBC is like how.
What's the WBC?
The Westboro Baptist Church. Oh, okay. How they
I thought you were talking about the World Baseball Classic.
They're not exactly like, fundamentalists, quote unquote, because, the Bible doesn't say go picket funerals. It says go kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're just watering it down. Yeah, they're a bunch of pussies. Exactly.
Yeah, if you're going to be crazy, go all the way with it.
Yeah. It's all pick and choose is what I'm saying. Like if you're pick and choosing the, six pages of the Bible that are nice, like most Christians do, love your neighbor and all that shit, then why are you right, but then the asshole who's picketing the soldier's funeral is wrong?
Yeah.
Because he's just picking a different part of it. It's all contradictory.
Yeah. I feel like with those people, if we just ignore them, they'll go away.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think it works that way. I think by decades and centuries of like fighting against these retarded people is how we got it to the point that it's at now, where it's still annoying, but at least they're not owning fucking slaves anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So if we ignore it, I think it comes back more, like worse, like a cold.
I can see that.
I got heavy very quick.
Very heavy. Very heavy.
Dick joke.
Are you a priest? Have you molested little boys? 646-929-1357.
Or have you been molested?
By a little boy? What?
Or by a priest.
Super Nintendo Chalmers said, Noah's favorite part of the Bible is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Why do you think that?
She likes sodomy.
She was interested
in where the word came from.
Yeah, there was like a bunch of like slaughtering, and then the guy turned into like a statue or something, right?
Yeah, No. Lot and his wife escaped Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh,
when God destroyed it because there was too much raping going on. But
so that means there's an acceptable amount.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys have exceeded your rape quota for this month.
This is a really disgusting story, though. What happened? Like, Lot is supposedly the righteous, God-fearing guy. And what happens is these two angels come to his city and they're like there to teach the people a lesson, like they're too fucked up and there's too much fucked up shit going on. But all the men in the town square want to rape the angels. So I'm not making this up. So they all want to bang the angels, the male beautiful angels
like
that God
made.
So they go and hide in Lot's house.
The angels?
Yeah. And he protects them and he says, I'm going to protect. And so they come to the door, knock on his door, and they're like, we want to fuck those angels that are inside there. And he's like, would you rather rape my daughters? I'll give you my two virgin daughters to rape.
At least that's not gay.
Yeah, that's not gay. It's nice. And they're not from God,
Yeah.
So they go, no, we want the angels. We want to fuck the angels.
I'd have totally been like, yeah, take that daughter.
So whatever. So that's how that's. And then at the end of the story, after they get away, his wife turns into salt and all that.
Oh yeah.
And then after that, his daughters get him drunk, and he passes out, and they rape him.
Whoa.
Look it up. I'm not making that up.
I guess I like
someone
that story.
Wait. So. Sounds people want to rape angels in this story?
Yes.
This
wouldn't
is in the
you?
Bible?
Yes.
Wouldn't you? If they were really angels, they would just let, they would willingly fuck. They
yeah.
wouldn't have
yeah.
to be rape. What kind of angel are you?
Do you think angels are good in bed?
Give it up.
They would be the best in bed, I would assume, right?
But they're angels. They're not genies. They're not going to make your wish come true.
What if
good
your
point.
Wish is to fuck an angel? Then they can make that come true.
Those poor angels.
But aren't angels like see-through? Aren't
not
they
in the Bible.
Are you talking about ghosts?
Aren't angels ghosts or apparitions?
Your underpants. Which see-through thing are you talking about? I'm confused.
A little bit of both.
She probably has see-through underpants.
Oh. I want to read this. I want to read this quote here from the chat. The Pope, he's a piece of shit. No good anti-gay fag. Worse than the Michael Jackson. Shooting wise, I could beat the fuck out of him.
True. But we don't have a pope right now, so who's he even talking about?
Oh, here's another good one. Fisterectomy says. There she lusted after her lovers whose genitals were like those of donkeys and whose emission was like that of horses.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Ezekiel 23:20. That's famous. Like a lot of atheists quote that one. It's so funny. It's called the donkey dick and cum quote.
So that's basically like telling people don't fuck black dudes.
Oh.
No.
I disown that quote.
What? They have big penises.
But they're not donkeys and horses.
But I thought it was like whose penises are like
right.
donkey dicks.
Okay.
Not whose penises are.
That's racist.
You're saying all black men have large penises?
Yeah, exactly. Some black men could have small penises, and then you just made them feel very inadequate.
Good.
Equality.
They're not listening to the show anyway.
Positive stereotypes are still stereotypes.
Yeah.
The Iron Cheek has been getting political on his Twitter. He's a fuck the North Korea. They have the smallest dick in the world. Dennis Rodman, the fucking ambassador, not the Iron Sheik. I go to beat the fuck out of him, break his back, and make him humble.
Humble.
Kim Jong-un in English means small rice dick.
I love when he said that something is like old country way.
Small rice dick. Whatever happened to that that Korean gentleman that was following you in the park?
I think he moved. I haven't seen him.
Oh, yeah. He scared him off.
I guess so. Maybe he was listening to the podcast and he's like, I have to get out of here.
Shankletown told him he was barking up the wrong tree.
Or maybe Shankletown murdered him.
And then when he said he was barking up the wrong tree, he started looking for the dog so he could eat dinner.
Oh, so that's an okay joke to make for
yes.
donkey dicks.
I was joking when I was teasing you about that.
Oh, okay.
I just was playing a straight man.
Good.
Come on, give it the program. Here. I'm trying to do this on a sneak here.
But Sid saw a very interesting Asian man on his train
ride.
Oh,
God, yeah.
What happened?
So weird. It was like he looked borderline homeless. He had like this granny cart with like old dirty shopping bags in it.
Uh-huh.
But there was no other seat on the R train, so I sat down next to him. Whatever.
Okay.
He didn't stink.
Okay,
so he was just a sloppy guy. Whatever.
Were they red bags? Red shopping bags?
No, they were like yellow and
oh.
It was random.
What difference does that make?
Halfway through the subway ride, he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a Rubik's Cube.
What?
And he proceeds to, without even looking at it, solve the Rubik's Cube.
Uh-huh.
Then he messes it up again. And does it all over again, solves it again, then just puts it right back in his pocket.
For no money. No one gave him anything.
Do you think he just apropos did it to impress you because you sat down next to him?
I don't know. He didn't acknowledge me in any way, but it was just really weird.
You unlocked it was like the golden child. You unlocked
yeah.
the secret.
But then I looked at her, I'm like, you look borderline homeless. So clearly having that mental capacity does nothing for your success in life. So
right.
I don't feel bad.
He's
I was
like,
impressed, but then I wasn't impressed.
This is the first time anyone seated next to me. I will solve a Rubik's Cube.
It was my prize.
I make her trick.
What?
Wow.
I make her tricks?
Me make joke. Me make pee-pee in your Coke.
If he gave me a Coke, that would have been much more impressive. If he pulled out a can of soda, I was like, here you go, dude.
Oh, I thought you meant that other Cokes. You know how like some of them have the long pinky nail?
Yes.
Like one long pinky nail?
It's creepy.
Yeah.
But it's not for Coke. It's just to pick their nose or their ear.
Really? No, it has to be for something else.
No, Rob. It's a scientific fact.
Yes.
No.
It's been proven.
It's for them to open those hard to open like headphone plastics, you know, like the really seal-tight plastics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Brown mother shoved drug firing cannon up her ass, dumb bitch.
It's another Iron Sheik tweet.
He doesn't like
Chris
Brown.
Give me more rice stick. I want more of those jokes.
He has a tweet to Justin Bieber. Go fuck your own ass with your Rice Krispie dick.
Rice Krispie dick, alright.
That's smaller than rice.
So is he saying his dick is square? Is it like a Rice Krispie treat? Or just like one little Rice Krispie?
I don't know. Mm. I think Rice Krispie, because a Rice Krispie treat would be like a chode.
Imagine trying to fuck somebody with a Rice Krispie treat.
Ouch!
And you'd leave remnants in the vagina, too.
But it would taste like marshmallow afterwards. I'd go down on a chick after she was fucked with a Rice Krispie treat dick.
Rice marshmallows with fish, though.
I feel like the Rice Krispies have jagged like edges, and you
it's
might
not
have.
Gonna, it's not going to cut you because it's all covered with the ooey gooey marshmallowness.
Yeah, but it still cuts like the roof of your mouth, doesn't it? When you eat it.
No, go try it. Let's make some
Rice
Krispie
treats. You have Rice Krispie
treats
that cut the roof of your mouth?
No, I don't. We can get some at the Walgreens or something.
Yeah, on the music break, go out. We'll watch the place for you.
Okay.
You'll get us some Rice Krispie treats.
Okay.
It'd be awesome.
I don't like the chocolate ones.
If you're treating, then you get whichever kind you want.
Okay.
Super Nintendo said a Rice Krispie dick might be the only thing that could make Sid go gay.
It's an option. it's not an option, but if it was an option, then...
Yeah.
It will be an option.
Well, it wouldn't be a real dick.
Yeah.
So you'd be because
right. Is the rest of the person Rice Krispie also? I would just eat the entire person.
Yeah, then you'd be a cannibal, not a homo.
They can make anal balls out of Rice Krispie treats.
Wait, what?
What?
Anal balls.
Anal beads?
Anal beads.
Anal balls.
Balls.
Balls for Uranus.
Did you come up with that with your calculator?
Yeah.
So then I'd shove the Rice Krispies up my ass?
Yeah.
That's a waste. You want to eat them. And then shit them out later, not the other way around.
Yeah. You got the reverse.
Come on,
get a little fudge on them. Plenty of them.
No.
You just, like, sit there eating them out of your own butt.
But
like, butt
will probably, like, clinch and mash them all up. It would come out like a Rice Krispie chili or something. It would no longer be delicious.
Oh. Where had this start? With Chinese people.
Well, I guess because it's so, like, warm in your butt that they wouldn't, like... It would probably melt the marshmallow.
Fresh, yeah,
yeah. I guess that wouldn't work.
We were doing so good for a while with the Bible talk. It seemed like we elevated this show for a minute. And
what
now we're back
Sodom
to eating
Gomorrah
shit.
Than fucking each other with breakfast cereal.
Yeah, I'm more of a Frosted Flakes fucking kind of guy. Yeah. I don't know. Not the Rice Krispies.
I could tell by
or
your
Chex.
Noah likes the Cocoa Puffs. Cocoa Krispies.
Mm. Like Crunch Berries.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
All right.
Well, okay. Here's something. In Britain, a reporter went to a Black Veil Brides show. Do you guys know who Black Veil Brides are?
Is that the ones where the guy from that other band called them faggots or something?
Yes. They dress like gender bending.
Good memory. I didn't remember that at all.
Yeah, the guy from All That Remains you're talking about. But yeah, they're kind of like, they sound a bit like a Motley Crue. Rip-off, and they look like
a Motley Crue rip-off.
Refried Motley Crue rip-off with like...
Okay.
Refried, so you mean they're Mexican?
No.
Then what is... What, I don't know. How, what else?
Like, they just look... they have like a little mascara around their eyes.
So it's like Motley Crue and Fall Out Boy.
Okay, yeah. So...
I really, really like the band. And
this reporter in Britain went to a Black Veil Brides show to see what type of people actually like the band, because no one would admit to like
them. I just really, really like the band, and it's just like everything they stand for, their individuality, and, you know, that they don't like follow a certain trend. They made up their own sort of style and their own type of music.
Little intro.
My name's Josh Haddo. We're here today with Noisy to find out who actually listens to Black Veil Brides.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, we listen to Black Veil Brides.
Yeah.
My name's Josh Haddo.
I study music fans in search of a deeper understanding of humanity. Sometimes a band comes along and really takes the world by storm. The Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Live Aid, and now Black Veil Brides. After scrutinising the fans of Skrillex and One Direction, I found myself in Brixton at a local musical performance concert to meet the Brides' fans. What were they all about? What do they stand for? Who are they as people? Who actually listens to Black Veil Brides?
The whole idea of like rebellion, like being the outcast and
loving it.
Yeah. Well, no matter what they say, it's going to sound intelligent. Would you describe their lyrics in a British accent? Nah. It would be much more interesting if it was American kids because they all sound dumb.
They still look very trashy.
But I can't see. This is an audio medium we're working in, Robert.
Like, birds whose wings are broken, you live without direction. It's really fucking helped me enjoy my life, actually.
Could you think of a facial expression Middleton to convey how you feel about the band?
Is this Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Balls, ball back. Andy, the ball, sack, beer sack? Ball sack.
Beer sack.
Andy Six. The lead singer.
Andy Six.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to be seeing these people.
Yeah. It's it's really hard for me to follow what they're saying. I just
Noah doesn't understand British.
We are the knights who say ni. Yeah.
I have an idea for something you could do for Metal Injection though that's similar to this.
Uh-huh.
There are certain bands that like are universally by the metal community accepted as laughing stocks, right?
Sure.
So what you should do as a fun little tool for the
is
masses.
Eat penis on
every time
Mike.
One of them, that too, that he's doing anyway.
Fucking I thought she said eat penis on.
Well, yeah, that like, he does off what?
You're just hearing what you want to hear.
Totally threw Sid off, by the way. Like eight jokes just popped in his mind.
Yeah.
sorry.
What you should do is every time one of these bands comes to New York, you should just film the line of people waiting to go into the show and just out everyone as fans of this shitty band. Mm-hmm. And then you could have Metal Injection Junkies in other towns do it for those stops, and then you could just shame everyone who likes these shitty bands.
But that encourages bullying.
But it's good bullying. Some people want to be bullied. What do you think?
Bullying serves a purpose.
I think Sid should be put into office as a bullying office.
Sid, you should be put at the office.
The coffee office?
The King Candy from the fucking, what was that movie?
Rocket Ralph.
You didn't see it. So
Rugged Ralph? I saw that.
Yeah, you sounded like King Candy talking.
Oh, okay.
Put Sid into office! Right now!
It sort of sounds like Mr. Vitelli.
I'm eating peanuts! And it tastes so salty!
Ew. That's not Rice Krispies.
I love the taste of peanuts in my mouth. Makes me drop my equipment all over the place.
That's what we're calling now, equipment.
Oh, Sid, you're such a cut up. You're a real cod. I'm a fan of Black Veil Brides.
See, that we can understand because it's an American
accent. I love their rebellious attitude.
What else is funny is they say minor threat, mina threat?
Mina threat.
Oh, yeah, they do sound like mina threat.
Do they?
Well, that's what someone said.
Who the fuck says minor? They don't say even say that in Britain, do they?
That's what they in the video.
Could someone that's British call us and say if they say minor?
Lewis, if you're listening.
They say moina.
Six
moina. Coal moina.
Coal mina. Well, that's the difference. A miner would be miner.
No, they work in a coal mine.
But a mina problem is a small problem.
Do they say that?
You
don't even know that. You're making that up.
It was in the video.
That one guy said that. I'm saying
he was a woman.
She fucking likes Black Veil Brides, though. You can't fucking... Come
Maybe
on.
She just doesn't know how to pronounce minor.
She's just an idiot that lives in Britain. That's its theory is completely
We've
true.
We've insulted so many, like, cultures and groups of people.
Oh, so what? We're just a minute podcast here.
Yeah. We insulted them very minutely.
No, it's great.
Today is the 27th anniversary of Master of Puppets.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you for
saying that.
What some would call the last good Metallica record. Not me, though.
Not on mic, at least.
What about you, Sid?
No, I like...
You're the most anti-Metallica person here, so do you like any Metallica album?
Yeah. What came after this?
Justice for All.
Yeah, that one's already a little boring.
I love that. That's my favorite Metallica album.
Master of Puppets and the first one are the only two I ever really listened to.
Mm. Okay, mm. Fair enough.
I really like. Well, my favorite
is not bad. Also, but
my favorite is Ride the Lightning.
The first three.
But I think Justice and even the Black Album.
Black Album I think is great, and I think Load is great, and I think Death Magnetic is good.
Mm.
I don't think any of them are really terrible except Reload and Saint Anger.
I'm not about to put on Death Magnetic. Like, hey, what am I going
to
listen to?
I did that just
last
week.
And then never again.
I like it.
Last week?
Yeah.
What were you doing while you were listening to it?
Playing poker online?
I was going to say, I wanted to torture some of my friends. So I was like, oh, Death Magnetic.
Right. No, I don't. I think it's a good. It's not like, you know, I wouldn't put it in the pantheon with the great Metallica albums, but
yeah,
it's good.
And it's just crazy to think that, like, going to a Metallica show, like when I went to Orion Festival last summer, there was a lot of very young kids. So all these kids were born after Metallica stopped putting out good records.
Well, I think if some other band came out of nowhere and made Load, it would be considered a good rock album. But people have this. Like a standard of what, you know, it sounded nothing like Metallica at all. So
yeah.
I think that's why it got a shitted on, basically. More so than, you know, another band would have.
If somebody was born the year Load came out, they would be 17 right now.
Right.
1996. Oh,
crazy.
Well, they'd be almost 17. It came out in summertime, I think.
Fair enough. That was my favorite thing about... the Dave Hill, the King of Metal, he went out and interviewed a bunch of Testament fans.
Oh, yeah.
They started talking about Metallica, and then Dave Hill was like, what do you know about Metallica? They sold out before you were even born. And the guy was like, they sold out a year before I was born.
I love when he...
And it was shocking to me. They're like, oh, wow, yeah. He was the jokes. There's truth in this humor.
And his defensive response is makes him look bad. I love how he goes, are you more fan of the Old Testament or the New Testament?
And Alex Golick actually watched that.
Yeah.
Frank showed it to him, and he thought it was really funny as well.
Well, he just wants some publicity.
Yeah, he was just wondering if Dave Hill would interview him one day.
I like how suddenly Noah joins in on the Alex Golick joke.
Golick's going to like anything Frank shows him because he wants more exposure.
Yeah.
And Frank puts him in shit. She's like, all right, whatever. It's great. Whatever you say, man. Just can we do some more video sketches?
Hey, Alex, I'll show you some. It's my peen.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to see that.
That's great. It's awesome. Your peen is awesome. Yeah. Put me in something.
Alex Golick, if you're listening, give us a call. 646-929-1357.
A computer.
None of us have won Grammys.
Well, he's borrowing Chuck Billy's computer.
Oh, he's actually standing outside the window listening. He can hear us. Our voices.
He's outside the studio?
Yes.
Chuck Billy only uses his computer to order Omaha steaks. So once he submits the order, the rest of the day, the computer's available.
Okay.
He's fat, right? Chuck Billy's fat?
He's
put on
really
a bit of weight.
Okay. He's a really big
He's
dude.
A big guy,
big
though. Yeah, he's not, like, fat.
He's fat.
Like a super he's, like, 6'7".
You know what, though? If you look, he's not taller than me.
He's either as tall or taller.
Yeah,
he's
I think
chubby.
He's like 6'3", 6'4". But definitely chubby. I mean, if you look at videos from the 80s, he was like thin as a rail. He had
he's
an eating disorder.
Oh, yeah.
Chub Billy.
Yeah.
Would you say he's a bear? Was he a bear? I noticed I didn't look at anyone in particular when I said that.
He's not very furry, isn't that like a...
You see him shirtless?
Well, he's Native American. They're generally not very furry.
Really?
Yeah.
What, are they covered in feathers? That doesn't count.
That's why, because they don't have any chest hair. They have to overcompensate
Dances
with the
with
feathers.
Twins. That's his Native American name.
Oh, my God.
Me play American tour and eat Slim Jim.
Oh, my God.
Me like 'em Funyuns.
Are they playing at Foxwoods anytime soon?
Me open Chuck Billy Casino next year.
Oh, no.
Me have IV drip of Oreo cream into bloodstream. Heap good cream.
I hope Testament never finds out about this podcast.
Oh, please.
Have they found out about podcasts in general yet? I told you, they only use the computer for Omaha steaks. He's getting a steak in bulk.
Me record, practice what you preach, entire album, while high on the fumes from Lean Pockets.
Chuck Billy does is a bit of a toker, I hear.
Is that right?
He smokes the hashish.
I'm not going to say who, because, I mean, I don't know if he wants this on the air, but...
Jose.
Some person that I work with at a certain satellite radio station.
Yeah. It's
said
me.
That Chuck Billy got him high on hashish for the first time in his life when he was like at a college radio station.
Did he think he was Native American too?
Did he... The person I'm talking about?
No. Did Chuck Billy think that person was Native American?
Oh.
Like, I'm gonna
that person who was in Jose.
Yeah.
This unnamed storyteller.
Who made him taquitos as a reward?
He makes a mean taco. It's very angry.
Does he make taquitos?
No. I've never...
I like taquitos.
What are taquitos?
It's like with the crispy shell and there's meat in it.
But it's just a roll.
Oh, it's
a
roll. Yeah, basically.
Mm.
Yeah, not bad.
I like them.
Depends. It varies greatly on who makes them.
Is it like a Mexican thing or is it an Americanized dish?
No, it's I think there's a different, like a Mexican name.
Flautas,
yeah.
Okay.
I had that when we went to L.A. Remember when we ate in L.A.?
Oh, yeah.
Mexican restaurant.
We went to the one, is that when Sid came with us? When we went to the one on Man vs. Food?
I don't know.
When
did
we went
you go
that
to
time,
that?
I think we all got burritos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't that time.
El Tepeyac or something, right?
Oh, that is it. That's what, the Man vs. Food is that one.
Yeah. And you got taquitos there?
I think so. Maybe it was the other time then. I remember in L.A. I got them.
Maybe.
Wow, it's fantastic.
Yeah, the Mexican food in California.
The first and last time I've ever went on a vacation with Sid.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Are you upset about that?
It's never going to happen again.
Probably not.
Ever.
Why? You won't do like a boys' weekend?
I guess we did your bachelor party. In Atlanta.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That was one night.
It's like a commute. We took a bus. It's not a vacation.
We did take a bus. This is an exciting time.
Maybe one year I'll do South by Southwest.
Hmm.
The wife has friends in that area.
Yeah.
If we ever have it coincide.
That's true.
That's if Rob wants you to go.
He can go. He doesn't need my permission.
He doesn't control the airline.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys going to hang out?
I will say there's a lot of walking, though. I know how much you don't like walking.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily.
And there's hills.
I'd find like two shows that I care about, and then the rest of the time I just eat food.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for barbecue. I'm on a barbecue strike, and then when I get to Austin, I'm going to only eat barbecue.
I feel like Rob is just going to South by Southwest just to eat barbecue.
It's true.
Yeah, that's
myself and Vince Neilstein. We're skipping out on the last day of the festival, and we're instead renting a car so we can go to a barbecue thing that's like 50 miles out of town.
Wow, nice.
Why don't you just stay an extra day and do that?
Oh, well,
mind blown.
We'd rather, no,
it's he has nothing.
No.
It's so cool.
It's usually the last day of the festival is the like slowest one. There's not really that much going on anyway.
He was totally stumped.
No, Rob is like dreaming of ribs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't think when I have ribs on the brain.
Pork.
Just ribs.
Because you already have like your like
barbecue itinerary.
Yeah.
Well, there's the one place in town that everyone goes to is called Stubbs, and I've avoided it because for some reason it was put in my head. Hey, let's avoid barbecue until we all get barbecue on this last day because this would be an annual tradition that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were like, wait a minute, that's a stupid rule.
Wait a minute. He turned into the Simpsons teenager guy.
I don't think that should be a rule.
Hey! Barbecue! I'm going to go to Stubbs! Fuck that! I'm going to go to Stubbs! Have some barbecue!
Now you sound like Marge.
Oh, Marge! You're going to sound like every Christmas card. Hey, everybody! I want to go to Stubbs!
You look the most like Dr. Nick, so that's appropriate.
Dr. Nick does not have a bouffant.
An unshaved doctor. Like if Dr. Nick lost his job finally. It was like on hard times.
Someone's going to download this and fast forward to like 5 minutes left in the show and he's going to be like Hans Molman. He's going to be like every minor character.
I was saying blue urns.
That's pretty good. I don't think I have to give it to you.
Now do Krusty.
Hey, no. Hey, hey! No, I can't. Hey, hey!
That's close as I can get. I can't actually talk like him, though.
I
just did a laugh.
Don't cry for me. I'm already dead.
No, it sounds a little, it's too froggy. Yeah, it sounds too Kermit the Frog.
Like hey, that. Homer!
Oh, good. Now you have to burp really loud.
No. I don't have any. Really. Maybe if I drink some seltzer. Some seltzer. Campion asks, do comic book guy, worst imitation ever?
No,
that was bad. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop. Let's take a music break. Yeah. Because this is getting terrible, and I want to smoke something. Yeah, it's 45 minutes into the show.
Well, it's really not. It's about 40 minutes in.
Oh, well. Well.
All right, go ahead. I'm the program director.
It's 41 minutes.
I'll allow it.
What if we just argue about the time for like another 4 minutes, and then we both
yeah,
win?
Yeah, see? Oh. If you didn't mention that, we could have done that. Now it's too obvious.
It's too obvious.
Nobody was listening anyway.
Yeah. It's just us in a room, you guys.
Okay. Well. Here we go. In celebration of Metallica, hopefully they won't sue us for playing a song off Master of Puppets. We'll be right back.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast. We'll be right back.
"Hey Scott Ian," instead of playing in front of 40,000 people who were killing time waiting to see someone else. You could have been listening to archived episodes of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net. You schmuck. Into the folk, Phil Anselmo and Vinnie Paul are at your door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up. And for the love of God, don't open the door for those coked up weirdos. The Metal Injection Live cast returns now.
Come on, Chuck. They don't do coke. I don't know. I don't think they do.
How do you know?
I don't think they do coke.
Listen,
Phil Anselmo's clean. He just does weed and alcohol. Football.
All the horrible, offensive things we've said today, and that's what you seize on.
He's just afraid publicists are listening.
I don't want I don't want Vinnie Paul knocking on my door.
You pass some of that food over there? On your dough, you mean?
Paramount,
no, that, what's
here.
That thing?
There.
With the bag.
This?
Should have done this during the break.
The red hot potato chips? Can you give us a play by play of your red hot potato chip experience?
I don't know if you want to hear
just
that.
Crumb.
You're in the bag.
And they're really spicy.
Come on, Darren.
They're
going to
make you drool.
Wasabi seaweed.
Yeah, okay, Darren.
Fuck
you,
no.
You
try
hate,
it on the air. Try
you
it on
hate
the air.
Seaweed.
Team building exercise.
So I feel like you should try seaweed and then tell us what it tastes like.
I'm not giving. I'm not putting anything that I want off my body when I go in the ocean in my mouth.
They wash it first.
And they dehydrate
it's not because it's dirty. It's because
team
it's building. Gross.
Come on.
Well, why is it? But why is it?
Is
it's just greens.
It's like a piece of paper.
It's seaweed. It's seaweed snack.
I feel like I should wipe my ass with this.
No, it would set your ass on fire.
While we're in the break, I asked Noah if there's anything in the cupboard there to eat, and she goes, "Oh, I have seaweed." I said,
"You
filming this? I don't want a facial. I want a fucking. This is disgusting.
Hold on, I want to film this. Wait.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. Oh.
What does it taste like, man?
Give me some of those hot chips again. Oh, it tastes like the Jolly Green Giant just came in my mouth. Oh, that's so fucking disgusting.
Can you hold up the seaweed for the camera for our behind the scenes?
Throw it away.
Should you do it? Yeah. Like a piece of paper. No vomit now.
It's an Asian guy's dried skin.
Let's see it. Sid, how did you think it tasted?
It tasted awful. like sushi. It's like spicy sushi aftertaste.
I can't get the taste out of my mouth.
Take a bite of it, Sid. Take a bite of it. It's like you and Darren had a three-way with a bit of seaweed.
Sid enjoys it.
Sid finished it.
I won't say that I enjoy it, but I don't hate it. It's something.
I think that's like someone sits around in a room and then they sort of like figure out ways to make hipsters do stupid things. And they go, oh, we can make them eat fucking seaweed out of the ocean.
No, I don't
think that's seaweed in that for a long time.
I don't think that's a hipster.
I'm just joking, obviously.
Darren just hates the seaweed.
Darren's very defensive when seaweed's brought up.
It's not just seaweed. It's just one. It's one of many things.
But it's just your particular. You're just not into it. Like your diet.
No, it just tastes like shit. I can't imagine anyone liking that taste.
Like to eat beef, like Slim Jims or beef jerky.
No, like there are certain foods that I don't like that I understand other people liking.
Right.
But not that. It just tastes like human ass.
It's such a like. Small thing, seaweed. I feel like I don't understand why you're so passionate.
I'm not. I mean, we're doing a radio show.
Yeah,
I won't sit in my house banging on the fucking desk. I hate seaweed.
You go
shrimp.
To the grocery store and you stand by the seaweed aisle, and anybody walks in, you're like, really? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, you hipster.
Like shrimp. I've eaten shrimp. I don't particularly like it, but it doesn't gross me out.
But what else grosses you?
What is
like
a gross out
food? Like
for
what
you?
Other foods?
Rice cakes.
No, really?
plain
even
ones.
Caramel ones? Oh.
That's like styrofoam.
Yeah.
It's like non-food. Yeah.
Well, if you put a little cream cheese and jam on it, it's fine.
Well, then just eat the cream cheese and jam.
On what?
On a bagel?
A
with your finger?
With a fork.
Bagel.
Well, it's much... you can't eat a bagel. It's too much calories.
Why
much
does it offend you that seaweed offends me?
I'm not offended. It's
you
just
sound
fine.
Like it. You're
it's
very
hubris
defensive.
To me. Well, my great-great-grandfather invented seaweed, so it's...
All right, then I apologize. You're a friend.
Rob was raised on seaweed.
Well, I live by the beach, so...
Which explains why he loves weed as
Besides,
well.
Besides, Connie Chung makes that wasabi, and I'm very upset about it.
No, it's Annie Chung.
Oh, Annie Chung, sorry.
There's no G.
I don't like Connie Chung because she failed to bear Maury Povich a child.
Are they divorced now?
He's a good man. No, it's just that she couldn't have children.
Father.
Yeah, he was not.
That's
the
why he does paternity tests. Vicarious.
It's like a movie. Character. It's a grudge.
So, are there any other foods like that that you just don't get how people like?
If one comes to me, I'll tell
you. Foie gras.
Name some of those terrible foods that you like, and I'll tell you.
Liver.
I don't like liver, but I don't have a grudge against liver like I do with seaweed.
Mm.
It's seaweed. Don't you understand? Mm. It's weed. The word weed means something that grows.
Yeah, it's just a green. That's
no. A weed is something you don't want in your garden. It's like a gross weed that grows.
Name for
yeah,
it.
That's
just
what.
Arbitrary.
That's what
but
Home
it
Depot
is a
wants
thing.
You to think. So you buy the anti-weed formulas.
No. But people call pot weed like as a joke. It's not really a weed though. It's a real plant.
Oh, see, it's really algae. See, is it? And Wikipedia, seaweed is a loose colloquial term.
Colloquial.
All right, so next time you go to the beach, wrap yourself in all the seaweed there.
That's actually very healthy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it is.
Don't get Noah started on
I'm sure
seaweed.
It is, Dr. Oz.
That's
thank
you.
You
detox the pores and stuff.
Uh-huh. That's what they tell you. They tell you it tastes good.
Do you like sushi? You don't like sushi, right? You
no,
don't like,
but
you know,
But I don't hate people for eating sushi.
Okay, so seaweed is basically to Darren as carrots is to Sydney.
Oh, yes.
Well, the carrots isn't the only one. I also don't like bananas or apples.
But look what I just ate. All right, that thing. Well, he already devoured it.
Oh, there's more.
Look at it. It's not. It's just not food. It's a piece of paper.
It looks like a film strip.
It looks. Yeah, it looks like a breath strip.
And yeah, it doesn't even look edible.
And yet it is.
It's not. I'll probably poop that little square of that I ate out, and it'll be in the same exact shape and texture later. It'll be around. It'll be like a wrapping on the turd of the regular food
it's
that
already,
I ate.
It's already shit colored. So how will you even notice?
True.
To pick through. Like,
well, if your shit looks like that. Yeah. trouble, but it could look like that.
Yeah, if that was in your shit, I don't think you would notice. It wouldn't jump
out. Yeah, but what if it was just a square of... See, that doesn't even bend. It's like
what
sort of
you,
a...
No, it bends. I think this is just... It's extra dry.
Oh, I got it. You gave me a bad one? Is that what you're saying?
What if you
no.
took a shit and all that came out was that little piece of seaweed?
I'd run to the doctor so fast. I'd call a Chatzal ambulance to take me to the doctor immediately.
Luckily, you have one right on the corner.
Yeah, well, they won't pick me up, though. I'll have to put on my fake beard that I used for the Hanukkah Harry sketch.
I like that the copy on the bag says... Savory roasted.
Savory my left butt cheek.
And there's a thermometer so you can tell the level of heat.
Yeah.
And how spicy it is.
It's really not that hot at all. It's pretty hot.
I didn't think it was hot. It was just, I spit it out too fast, probably.
Well, they're wasabi flavored. Do you eat wasabi?
No.
It's
some more non food. Some more Nicholas.
I get spicy mayo instead and I dip my sushi in it.
Steak, potatoes, and eggs. There's some food for you.
Chicken?
Start with that.
Chicken.
Chicken's fine. That wasn't an all inclusive list.
You like duck.
I love duck, yes.
He likes duck.
Do you like greens in general?
Like
roasted
some, yes.
greens?
I like broccoli and spinach.
You like Brussels sprouts?
No.
Oh, Brussels sprouts are really good.
Oh, I don't
that,
like them.
Oh.
You know what it is?
With a little garlic?
The smell turns me off. It smells like farts.
Also, when you pee, I feel like asparagus and Brussels
asparagus
sprouts
I like
pee
too.
Smell the worst.
Well, how do you smell the pee, Noah?
No, it's like...
you just smell it when you're peeing.
Oh, your
yeah.
pee. All right.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like
no,
someone
No, not
else's.
Your pee.
Not mine. I meant someone else's you're
no.
intimate with.
It's easy to smell when it's
I'm
splashed
saying,
against
like...
your face. Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't say a word.
That was the implication.
It's just been mentioned on the show before. So.
Wait, not on your face.
I didn't say the face.
I said that.
Yeah, Sid said it.
Because if you're going to smell pee, that's the easiest way to smell it.
No, let's just say it. Has anyone peed on your face after eating asparagus?
No.
Okay, good. Before eating asparagus?
Just without, yeah.
Yeah, you made that question.
No one has ever peed in my face.
After eating asparagus.
Or before or
what,
after eating
what
anything.
What about accidentally?
But during.
Have you ever been in the bathroom with a guy and he's peeing in the toilet and some splashes back on you?
Fair question.
No.
If that happened, would it turn you on?
it wouldn't turn me off.
There we go.
Sid's going to go practice his splashing like
oh, God,
distance.
I have to toilet paper my shins every time I go to the bathroom. Splash
really?
All over the place.
Is that maybe your water's too high in the bowl? Is that possible?
I don't know. I just pee very aggressively.
I try to have a low, you know, water volume.
How do you
volume.
Control that?
There's a little valve that you can... Well, I don't have
in
a tank.
Tank
toilet. I
neither,
have a
me neither.
The pipe. I have the pipe that comes from the wall. I don't know how to do it myself. I asked the super.
Huh.
Just does it.
Make note of that, Sid.
But then if it's too low, I feel like the poops might.
Well, like
get a little more. Loch Ness Monster action going on poops. We don't want that. I'd rather have the high water and just have to wipe my shins down.
How do you know only your shin got the brunt of it, though? Maybe like...
It probably splashes on your pants.
Well, no, my yeah. wife tells me that the side of the bathtub is always...
Yep.
She always has to wipe it down after I go. I never notice.
She always does? Why don't
I
you do it?
I never notice. I'm too busy wiping my shins.
Oh,
I don't know about
just,
any other
I
fallout.
Thought that just meant she always cleans the bathroom.
No, no. Well, she cleans the tub. I clean the toilet.
Okay.
She cleans the tub when there's vomit in it, too.
Your ass better clean the fucking toilet. Shit that you drop in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sure.
Fucking wasabi chips.
And
it's going to be wasabi chips
oh,
in there
God.
Tonight. You just ate twice as much as I did.
Yeah, I ate more than twice as much. I ate like three of those.
I ate like
things.
A fraction of a corner, and he just ate the rest of it.
I hate when the toilets are low, though. That's a. I think they need to be higher up because my feet just fall asleep.
When the actual toilet.
The actual what? Seat. The actual toilet seat.
But you're a freakishly tall man.
That's true. I feel like that's a good indication of it's time to get up off the pooper when my feet are asleep.
Yeah.
You should get like 25 minutes.
You should get like
your
right.
feet are like purple and blue.
A booster seat?
Yeah.
Those are
like
a thing?
Cushion that lifts you.
Oh, yeah.
It probably exists. If not, you can invent it and make some money.
You know, I know we've talked about this before, but I do not understand being on the crapper so long that your feet get tired.
You're wrapped up in your phone.
Yeah.
I don't bring my phone in. You're turtling for half an hour.
But you know what? Yeah, like, I feel like sometimes it's like, you know, I'll get my initial load out.
Yeah.
And like, you know what happens when that happens? I get out, wipe my ass, I wash my hands, and I go in
the room. But I feel like if I sit there for another 10 minutes, I'll get, like, I'll really,
yeah.
really like
because
clear out the
back.
Back.
What are you going to be away from a bathroom?
It's the morning. I'm still
waking up. It's a waste of toilet paper. Why wipe twice when
yeah.
you can only wipe once cumulatively?
And who's to say I don't come back for quickies?
Okay. Well, we're just talking about shit right now. No, I do my business and I get out.
Yeah.
I'm very military about my shitting.
Mm-hmm. I like bathrooms. I just like, I find it very relaxing. It's like my own private oasis.
Take a bath. Well, yeah, you have a wonderful bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but just like in general.
Noah's bathroom is like you have to look at yourself in the mirror while pissing.
Yes.
It's very disorienting.
You don't have to.
My cock all the time. Right.
You can just look down.
How could you not?
My dick in my hand.
Yeah, how could you not look down? How could you not look at yourself?
By just looking down.
It's looming over you.
But even if you look down, you're still looking at yourself.
Well, you wear a baseball hat, so you can look down and it'll cover them. It'll block your sight.
It's a rare pleasure to be able to look at yourself taken
Do you like it?
No, not to me.
Oh.
Sorry, I remember Sean also saying
I don't mind it, yeah.
Examining my
disorienting. Form. It's not like I don't like to look at myself, but I mean, it's like...
It's like another dude watching you pee and pee.
Sort of, yeah. It is. Yeah.
Do you feel violated by yourself?
A little. A little.
Sometimes
irrationally.
Eyes move when yours aren't moving.
Yeah. Like Noah has a body double that stands there and pisses whoever it is. She has a different guy come in. To the mirror toilet. It's right there.
Yeah, and they just stare you down.
But they just do something slightly off.
They throw seaweed at you.
It's an X-rated Marx Brothers movie.
It's crazy how you got all those baseball jerseys with backwards writing on them. That was amazing. Well...
Attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, what are you doing down there?
I'm just petting Bruno.
Oh, that's what that is?
He's so
wiping
happy.
The pee off his chin.
Give him some seaweed, see if he barfs it right up.
Oh, well, he would.
Don't give him
that
seaweed.
That's your test.
Poor
see?
Animal. I'll eat it, but I wouldn't give it to a dog.
Yeah.
That's the mark of good food.
I think that's when I stopped ordering... boneless ribs for a while because I remember anytime we would get Chinese food, that's what I would get, and Bruno would go nuts and only bother me about my food and not anybody else. And I'm like, well,
I remember you with those boneless ribs.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I still get them on occasion.
They taste like
so
month-old grease.
They are very greasy.
Yeah. Just get the sliced roast pork.
Yeah, but they don't get
delicious.
The sauce. They don't have the sauce.
Oh, it's very saucy.
But the sweet sauce.
What sweet sauce?
That they put on the...
Like duck sauce?
The boneless rib. It's not
duck
sauce. It's
mammal
different sauce.
What is
it? Mammal sauce.
Well,
I like that I'm getting shit advice in the chat now. Rob, if it takes you 25 minutes to shit, you should see a doctor.
Well, he didn't say it takes him 25 minutes. He said he takes a break.
He just enjoys.
That's what I understand. I understand that less than... I've had, on occasion, some long shits that... causing me to be in there a while, you know. But he just sits there on the bowl, doing nothing.
But, I mean, you still feel in your body that you have poop that needs to come out.
All right, so it's not ready. It's not cooked
yet. He's not doing nothing. He's checking Twitter.
Maybe he's reading a novel.
Exactly. All right, fine. It's just uncomfortable to sit on the toilet. If you don't have to. If you have to go, you go.
Yeah, get a better seat.
Yeah.
No, but even the nicest toilet seat, it serves its purpose. But
all right,
it's not...
so Darren doesn't like seaweed or spending a lot of time in the bathroom.
Yes, and I think those are two very defensible positions.
Hey,
at some point, we've got to lock him in your bathroom with seaweed. Let's see what happens. Like next April Fool's.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, April Fool's is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Darren.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared. I went to see the Nick Offerman show yesterday.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, it was funny, but I mean, I didn't know what to expect that he was going to do. So he just talked. He just did stand-up.
Did they do Smell Your Dick like in that One Year Die video? Oh,
we should play it. Let's play that.
Was it just him or was there a guest?
He had an opening act.
Who was the opening?
This is a guy playing an accordion.
Okay.
And it was all right. And then he just did a stand-up. For like, no, did I say for longer than that? It was like an hour and a half. And then the other guy walked out, the accordion guy, and they did a song from Parks and Recreation together.
Okay.
And that was it. Little Sebastian, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye, bye, little Sebastian.
That's cool, I guess. So that's not really his song. It's no. Chris Pratt's song.
That was appropriate. And he did a few songs in between him talking.
Was it worth the ticket?
I was treated to it.
Okay.
So I don't know how much it cost. I couldn't tell. If you give me a dollar amount, I'll
Let's
tell
you. Let's
say
it was $40.
No, I would say it wasn't.
Okay, fair enough.
But for $20, it would be worth it.
Okay.
And my girlfriend had a really good time, so cool. I think it was worth it in that sense.
Nice. Did she make you wear
to accompany
a mustache at the end of the night for a little whoopee?
No. That would look so fucking bad on me.
Has she suggested you grow a mustache?
She loves the facial hair. I do it sometimes to appease her, even though I hate it because I love her, but it just irks me so bad to have lots and lots of facial hair.
We'll have just a mustache.
No, I don't think she would even like that. I would like that. Can you just come back next week with just a mustache?
All right, I'll think about it. What do I get out of this?
A photo posted on the Metal Injection Livecast face.
That doesn't help me anyway.
A slice of seaweed?
Where, maybe it could be Rob's next birthday gift is you have a mustache for
him. Oh, I'd take that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Should grow a handlebar mustache.
Never.
Like a Hulk Hogan?
I can't anyway. You've seen my mustache.
Oh, yeah.
It's like pubic.
Oh, sorry.
It's like a pubic's cube. I don't look right.
So, Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman did a cover of a very familiar Livecast track. And it was pretty hilarious. Hopefully there won't be ad playing before it. But let's see.
Why don't you, if you know you're going to talk about this, why don't you just...
I just realized.
I'm going to go have a tall glass of scotch. But I'm going to leave you with a delightful confection that you have come to know as Nancy and Beth. Thank you very much.
Thanks, you guys. This is just a song that we just, it's not so much a song as it is kind of a poem.
What the fuck is you doing? Who the fuck is you out there with? You think I'm stupid? My girl already put me up on your ass tonight, nigga. When I get home, I got some news for your bitch ass.
Why are you coming home? Why are you coming home? Something's going on under your dick. Like
half this white audience probably has no idea what you're doing. Although I feel like the audience for this song is more white people. Like, being ironic, you know? Not the way they intended it, but...
Nothing's going on.
We don't usually get to this point in the song when we play this.
I like the original better.
Well, Ron Swanson comes out and sings.
He raps.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Nigga, where you at?
50-year-old Megan Mullally fan. Nigga, where you at?
She's so happy.
My girl was there. She's
witness. She always wanted to say bigger.
Yes. I don't like Megan Mullally.
Why?
I don't know. She just rubs me the wrong way. Listen to... They were, her and him were on like WTF or something, and she just sounded very like.
I didn't get that vibe.
Willing to capitalize on her husband's fame.
Yeah.
For an extra 5 minutes added onto her 15.
I think she's above it. I think it doesn't really matter to her.
No.
I don't think she's that funny. If that's what you're getting at. Fart's coming up in a minute. I can't hear it, by the way. Really catchy number. Really is.
Toe tapper.
Your homegirl scene. When I was in the club, what the fuck you mean? She ain't got no business on me like that. You ain't got no business trying me like that. I wasn't even feeling diamond like that. I was wildin', but I wasn't clowning like that. That's alright. That's okay. Go ahead, believe what your homegirls say. A nigga like me, drink a lot of liquor, meet a lot of bitches, eat a lot of pictures. I might be bad with one or two strippers, but that don't mean you got to pull my zipper. Thinking I dick down the whole town, even though I got dicks to go round.
What's funny is in the comments is the first comment is a black guy writing, so I guess I'm the only person that feels it's inappropriate that they say nigga like 10 times.
Oh, come on.
And then
really?
And what's funny is it's a bunch of white people going, yes, you definitely are the only person. And then one black guy is like, as a 64-year-old black man, I can tell you, Walter, you need a sense of humor transplant. The song was funny, the delivery was funny, and if it offended you, you need to go over to the Easily Offended Black Man website, which is there you can join Spike Lee in Bitch and Moan.
What? How do you know which ones are white and black? Is there avatars?
Okay. The thing is, they're using like Facebook as a commentary thing, so you just see their Facebook photo.
Okay.
So and then the second one is another black guy saying completely ruined by dropping the F bombs.
The N bombs.
The N bombs. Sorry.
I don't understand. Like they're quoting song lyrics. They're not.
Yeah.
This I hate niggers or anything.
Whoa, Dad.
No, she does though.
What?
It was right. Nobody does though.
What? Where?
I just
come
get
on.
That vibe off of
get out of here.
It's just they're singing a song. That's like giving tribute to the song.
Well,
Sid, what did you say?
It's
you
a good
you said
song.
They should have changed. They what should they have changed it to?
Bozo or something.
Come on.
It may be a little uncomfortable.
You're joking,
too.
Right?
I don't want to hear Megan Mullally say that word.
But you're joking for the radio. You don't really think it would go over if she said bozo.
I like the word bozo. I think anything's made better if you throw bozo in there.
It just draws attention.
Listen. Yeah, but that's funny to me.
Listen, like bozo. It.
See?
I don't think.
But you like things that are uncomfortable. See? So you like it because it's uncomfortable.
I like what because it's uncomfortable?
That what it would be if you said bozo.
So you don't think it's uncomfortable that she's saying the N word?
But that's what's in the song. No, it's uncomfortable, but it's not. It doesn't reflect badly on her because they're saying it in the original.
Yeah, she's covering the song.
I bet some people in the audience were unsure whether they were allowed to laugh at that.
Good, fuck them. Andy Kaufman, same thing.
Huh?
You know, it's like uncomfortable humor. Let them be uncomfortable.
Let's not compare Megan Mullally to Andy Kaufman.
No,
anyway.
I didn't say she has the talent of him, but it's
no.
The same dynamic that's going on with the audience.
No, she didn't write that.
But you understand what I'm saying? It's like when you, if you worry too much that the audience is going to get offended, then it's like takes away from what you're trying to do
with
the comedy.
I don't think the cover would have been any less if they had said something instead of the answer.
I think then that would be the topic of conversation of like, why do they have to change it? Why
you think people remember the only thing anybody remembers about that song is Smell Your Dick. Nobody remembers the tally of the N-word being said in it.
So why doesn't that offend you? They're basically imitating a ghetto culture.
Yeah, why is it okay for the original song to have the...
Well, but I wasn't even on that yet. That's a good point, too.
That's all.
But they're not saying it. They're quoting a song.
Even still, it's still a word coming out of their mouth.
All right, but here's my point, though. They're basically the whole comedy behind that act is they're making fun of black culture, right? Don't you think so? I mean, they're pointing out how stupid the song is.
But I don't think it's not like that song was a huge hit in the black community.
No, it wasn't.
I think everybody except the people who made the song knew it was ridiculous.
Right, but it's ridiculous because
it's
extremely ghetto, though.
I guess. It's just a dumb song.
But that's why I think when you, like, if it's okay to make fun of that, why is it not okay to say that word?
It's just a step too far. And clearly, if a black dude was offended, then there you go. That's a problem.
But another black dude wasn't offended.
Well, how do we know that was actually a black dude?
How do we know the first guy was a black dude?
Also true. Maybe they were all white people just starting shit for no reason.
All
maybe
right.
It was all me.
White
we don't know.
Sid was every person in that comment thread.
I was just trying to get hits to my black people who find things offensive website that guy mentioned.
This is for my homies. Sid, you're a bozo.
Thank you. See, I love that. Call somebody a hockey puck.
You're a bozo lover.
By the way, we have a phone number, 646-929-1357. Give us a call. We'll call you a bozo. We won't drop the N-bomb, though.
The B-bomb. We'll drop the B-bomb.
I think that should be the episode title, the B-bomb. All right.
And then we'll goodbye you. And that's the G-bomb.
little refreshing water. Add some seaweed.
Listen, what happens if you put seaweed in the water? Does it dissolve? Does it make your water greenish?
Yeah.
Or
it
maybe,
makes your water toxic.
Or maybe if you eat it and then drink water, you start like a whole society in your stomach.
No, you just have brown diarrhea, green brown diarrhea.
The amount of societies already in Rob's stomach.
Oh, I don't even.
Live cultures.
Oh, I do eat a lot of yogurt.
Are you saying his stomach hasn't been impregnated with the sperm of his own penis that he
no,
ate?
No, I'm saying his colon probably has parasites.
What?
Oh, in that case, that's fine.
How did my colon get parasites?
Noah, you just said something that's more offensive than the N-word. To say.
Yes, parasites.
The P-word.
Look where you live. You live in squalor. There's probably all sorts of types of bugs crawling up your butt and in your mouth when you sleep.
There's some squalor avenue.
I do not.
If you're a wrestler, you would be Jerry the King Squalor.
Everyone just have a laugh. Just have a laugh.
Rob lives in a shanty town.
Have you been checked for parasites?
Rob, you're a gentleman and a squalor.
I have not been checked for parasites.
Do you know that if you poop and bubbles come out of it? It means you have parasites.
Or you've been drinking too much seltzer.
You have carbonated cocky.
No, I do not have bubbles coming out of my duty.
Are you sure?
Positive. I always do it as a little look over when I get up.
No,
I'm
you
like,
have to
oh.
look really close because it's really small bubbles.
Well, you drool on yourself, Noah? Your arm is wet. What happened?
Well, I put my mouth on it, oh, so yeah. Possibly.
Is the just this convo about my poop having parasites?
Is it green? Is it green from the seaweed? Your drool?
It's so green.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Do we? Who wipes sitting down? Who wipes standing up?
Sitting.
Standing.
Sitting.
I didn't catch who said what.
I do standing.
Standing.
Really?
No.
How could sitting. You be sitting and where do you put your hands?
But when you stand,
go
your
underneath.
Cheeks are like stuck together. Like
you
well,
like
when
reach
you sit.
Down in like that.
Yeah.
Squat.
Put
no,
the
I've
cock
little,
to the side and
do a little squat. Ski. I don't think there's usually not enough clearance to get
I
your
have
whole
clearance.
Hand in there.
I
do.
Have a big bowl.
Yeah,
wide
I can't.
Yeah,
no,
I wouldn't
never
have
done
never,
it that
yeah.
way.
Right. There we go. We're 50-50 on that. Do you sit or do you stand? Give us a call, 646-929-1357.
And do you use regular toilet paper or do you use
sandpaper?
Sandpaper!
I've been hearing you in my head doing that all week long.
Really? That was so long ago, though.
That was 2 weeks ago.
So what?
Was it?
Yeah.
That was
and Chris Jericho is at Soundwave, and I follow him on Twitter. So, like, every time I see a Chris Jericho tweet, I think, sandpaper!
That's her Chris Jericho tweet alert.
Yeah. I just want to reply with sandpaper, like, every time he tweets something. Or, like, retweet him and write sandpaper, really.
Do it.
Well, we should just create a Twitter handle, sandpaper, that just retweets Chris Jericho with the hashtag sandpaper.
I want to know who wrote those fucking songs, because those lyrics are so...
Jericho!
A lord with a ghost in black, and a black cat, and a witch's hat. Sandpaper! So terrible. In World War II.
You expecting better from Chris Jericho?
I don't know, man. He seems like a pretty witty, intelligent guy.
Witch in black, sandpaper!
I just talked over it. Sorry. Play it again.
Witch hunt in black.
Sandpaper.
I can rhyme words.
Witch hunt in black.
I wipe my ass. Standing up, I wipe my ass. Sandpaper.
A cat scratch, a whiplash, a witch hunt in black.
Sandpaper. I turned this off. It's so disgusting.
It awful. Sounds like he's thinking through his nose.
Something happens when the dark meets the light.
Put it back on.
Something happens when you stand in the light.
Terrible karaoke. You would think.
Because
Most of the time, karaoke,
sandpaper.
When you have a good song, it comes out bad. So this is like a bad song, so I'm hoping
it's
maybe
it
would come out good, but it's not.
Yeah, my favorite song to do on karaoke is Metallica's I Disappear.
Why?
Because it's so easy. Hey, hey, hey. Here I go.
You don't even need the lyrics on the screen. It's just like one of his demos, remember?
Wait, what did you say? Wait, what? You want me to disappear, Sid?
If the choice is hearing you sing or you disappearing, then I'd rather you than disappearing. I'm sorry.
How dare you, Sidney? How dare you?
That was a golden nugget.
That's just how I feel about karaoke in general.
Because it's like one of their demos, the fucking I Disappear song.
Is it?
It's like one of their demos. It's just ya na 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 na, remember?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it here. This thing. Let me find it.
No, I have I Disappear.
No, I mean, this is nothing else matters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he goes, ya na 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 na. Yeah.
Where are we? All these words I don't just say.
Ya na 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 na.
That's
me. It's too many words.
So close, no matter how.
Oh, past it. Here it is.
Ya na 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 na.
The layers.
Why can't we use like other sounds like la's or ta's?
Yeah,
la 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 la.
Yeah! I can listen to that all day. Are you gonna karaoke this?
Oh yeah. I think this is the the lowest depth of Metallica. Well, no, Saint Anger.
I think this is a worse song than Saint Anger.
But the drum, at least the drums sound okay.
The sound is better for sure. But the actual song.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, they just sound like they weren't even really trying.
Yeah, they just cranked out a song they were contracting.
Saint Anger, they were trying. They just failed miserably.
Yes.
Hey, rock going to
Sid, we fucked over Rock.
Hey,
yes.
Yeah. Give
his
moment. Do,
I'd be throwing shot glasses at him at this point.
I'm suffering.
Yeah, we're suffering.
Wow, this, the lyrics there are just... I'm waiting for the bridge.
We're slow-mo when you need him.
I don't mind this riff, though.
Go, come on.
Oh,
hey, no mercy left in me.
It's weird that Rob's karaoke voice is quieter than his speaking voice. How is that possible?
Hey, no mercy left in me.
Here we go, this part.
Do you feel me when I'm gone? Do you teach me while I'm here? Just as soon as I belong, this time I disappear.
Thank you, thank you. I am available for booking. In a penitentiary, right, Sid?
I thought it, I didn't say it.
I know you did. That's why I said it, because I know you wouldn't.
Go, come on, it's on.
No, I know, that's it. That's all you got. You got to pay for the rest.
We have a caller.
Oh, okay.
It's James Hetfield telling you to stop.
Yeah.
803, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Drake from South Carolina.
Hello, Drake from South Carolina.
I was trying to end the madness, but it looks like it happened before I got on the air.
Yeah. You tried.
Well, you are what ended it.
Yeah.
My hero.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk a shit about Comic Sans and how great it is.
Thank you. Yes. See, but I feel like people think I like it ironically, but I like it. I like it earnestly.
You like it to piss people off.
No, I honestly didn't know that it was a thing that people were offended by until recently.
I find that hard to believe, but
I swear.
I'll take your word for it.
I swear. I feel like maybe like a year ago is when I actually discovered it. Yeah, you know what? It was a year ago because me and some friends do this fantasy league where we draft college basketball players in the NCAA tournament, and we email our draft picks back and forth. And I was doing my emails with Comic Sans, and somebody replied to one of them and was like, I can't believe you're actually using Comic Sans. What a choice, Sid. And I didn't understand what the joke was.
Yeah.
And I asked, like, I think I asked my wife, and I'm like, why? What is that a thing? And she's like, yeah, people think that's, like, a terrible font. Like,
so you switched to Papyrus.
No, I stayed with fucking Comic Sans. I'm not changing for anybody. Fuck that. And then I've been called out by other people recently, too, about it.
Wow.
Like, no, I'm
what you,
fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It looks like handwriting.
In what venue do you still use Comic Sans? I don't
even
know.
It's
default
email
font.
It's my default
font
anywhere I can pick a default font.
Oh, because I have HTML turned off by default in my email, so I only see it in Arial.
I think when I use, like, Outlook or whatever, it's Comic Sans, but then if I go through gmail.com, then it's the default whatever.
Which you can change to Comic Sans.
Yeah, I might have to do that.
I don't know. You're slacking. You're not representing your Comic Sans.
Because it's not top of mind to me, but people give me shit about it. And that, I feel, makes me... I liked Comic Sans to begin with, but I like it even more now that I know that it offends people. But I used it for everything to begin with.
But even more because Rob hates it.
I don't hate it.
Oh, you actually like it now?
I think it's a fun font.
Yeah,
I can understand.
Why don't you program Metal Injection?
Here's the thing. I think there are situations where it shouldn't be used, like a formal letter. You shouldn't write that in Comic Sans.
I haven't written a formal letter of any kind in decades. You, so that's
dear
like
sir,
even
like a formal like an email to a boss, you shouldn't send that in Comic Sans.
Your
it's just like
seaweed
a
tastes awful. Sincerely.
Yeah, you would use Georgia for that.
Really?
Yeah. Georgia's a good font. It's a serif font.
Here's the thing, and here's where it started with me in Comic Sans. I was a real big fan of the zine called Comet Bus.
Mm-hmm.
And the font of all the writing, it's like handwritten.
Mm-hmm.
He handwrites a zine, and then he copies it. So it's his handwriting. So when I first got, like, AIM or whatever, and I was like, oh, I could pick my font, I saw that was out there, and it looked a lot like the font of that zine. And I was like, well, that's perfect. It's my favorite zine, and I could have my IMs or whatever look like that font, and that's why I stuck with it ever since.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the font was created by Microsoft, though, for, like, a kids program.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be, like, silly and, you know.
Sans what?
Sans serif.
What is serif?
Serif is, like, the lines at the end of a letter. Like, Times New Roman is a serif font because it has those, like...
It has little hooks on it.
Yeah.
Like, a letter I, capital I, has those two bars.
Oh, okay.
Whereas an I in Comic Sans.
Who are these assholes?
Well, serif is a, like, it's more, like, New York Times uses a serif font because it's more professional.
And what if somebody in New York Times didn't want to use that? Would they have to, would somebody have to
actually,
come in and
all,
force that
all
font?
Actually, all newspapers.
Perhaps a serif sheriff?
Perhaps.
It took me a moment to figure out how I was going to get to that end point. But from the first time serif was mentioned,
Sid.
I was like, that's where I'm getting. I was going to figure it out.
For April Fool's Day, Rob should do the whole Metal Injection in Comic Sans.
Yes!
Sure, I could do that.
Or it's not April Fool's, it's April Awesome People's.
Drake, look what you started.
Yes.
I'm thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Fell asleep.
Drake, do you use Comic Sans in all your emails and such?
I use it as my signature for my corporate emails.
Nice.
What is your signature? What's in there? Just your name?
My name, my title, my phone number.
What's your title?
I am a solutions engineer.
Oh, for what kind of company?
Database corporation.
Fancy.
So what kind of solutions do you engineer?
Stuff regarding server management.
Could you help Rob? Metal Injection has some server issues.
No, they've been figured out.
Maybe this guy.
Metal Injection is a lot faster. I mean, I remember when it did have a fuck ton of problems with loading and shit, but it's gotten a lot better over the past, like, 2 years.
Oh, thank you.
What changed, Rob? You want to plug
Well,
anything?
Most recently, we killed our video section. We now just post directly to YouTube. And that made the site much faster because there's less database loads.
It's your favorite porn series.
Database loads?
Yeah.
Oh, stick it in the floppy. All right. Sure. Right, Drake? Floppy disk jokes? Or is that before your time?
Oh, no. I still have a Commodore 64 in my bedroom.
Ironically, though, right?
No, it works, actually.
Oh, wow. Do you write programs for your Commodore?
Not anymore, no.
What programming languages do you know? Let's get nerdy.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get nerdy.
C++?
I do some C++, Java.
Do you know C Sharp?
I don't really fuck around with C Sharp too much. Yeah. Mostly Perl scripting and...
What about Seaweed? We were talking about that programming language.
Seaweed plus plus?
No, I don't program with Seaweed.
That's what you call a callback. So the pros do it.
Great. Well, thank you, Drake.
May I do have a comment about Carol.
Oh, Carol? Uh-oh. You calling out Carol?
She makes everybody in the state look like we're ass backwards.
Oh, you're from the same state as Carol. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I live in the capital, and she lives in the north part of the state.
Is the north where all the Hicks live? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because it's closer to Tennessee and North Carolina.
Oh, in Tennessee, North Carolina, everyone there. Just forget it, right?
That little tri-state area of fuckery.
When's the last time you had shrimp and grits?
I'm not originally from the South, so I don't eat shrimp and grits, but they sell it everywhere.
Yeah, that's why I figured South Carolina, that's like the signature dish. I'm not from the South either. I've had shrimp and grits within the last 2 months.
I've never touched it. It's disgusting.
So what do you? So you're like... What seaweed is to Darren, shrimp and grits are to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is it the shrimp or the grits that really?
I don't like grits.
Okay, so if it was just tasty Gulf shrimp with like a side of rice, you'd be okay with it?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
May I suggest you have some of that for dinner tomorrow?
I might as well.
You've earned it. You come up with solutions.
Well, I am a solutions engineer.
Yeah.
We've learned so much about you today, Drake.
And I'm tired of all the fucking Drake the Rapper fans on Twitter. I keep getting fucking tweets from his fans thinking I'm him.
Is your real name Drake?
Yeah, that's my actual name.
What's your Twitter handle?
_ Drake.
Oh.
I had at Drake, and then one day I didn't have it, and then he has it.
Just wow. Do like we do on the show and just respond to them as Drake.
Yeah.
Wait, so you were originally Drake, and then obviously Twitter got the celebrity his handle, because the celebrity will bring in more business for them than you.
Yeah. And then stole my Twitter handle.
So they just changed it to _Drake for you?
Yeah.
Did they send you like an email or something? Like, hey.
No, you're not just woke up and that was it. And I've been Drake longer than he's been Drake.
You're older than him?
A couple years older than him.
Hmm. Has he ruined your life basically now? Because anywhere you go, they're like, oh, Drake, like the rapper, huh? Bet you didn't hear that one before.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired of that shit.
You should start, like, when people tweet at you thinking you're Drake, you should say, like, really fucked up racist shit.
Yeah.
And make them think that Drake is, like, I don't
know. No, because then they'll think I'm just playing along with him because of some of his raps.
Yeah.
If I start dropping N-words and bozo bombs.
Bozo bombs.
You should drop some bozo bombs on these people. They sound like a bunch of bozos. They're not doing their research. You don't have a blue check mark next to your Twitter name.
Alright, I think it's time for you to go.
Can you one?
Oh, he said it. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, fine.
Whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alright, you're drawing a lot more attention to it by doing that.
I'm just going on with my karaoke series, my Change That Field. I think I do it better. Yeah.
Rob was playing off that uncomfortable comedy thing we were talking about before.
It makes me very uncomfortable. But any karaoke makes me very uncomfortable.
Have you ever done karaoke since?
No.
Have you ever been at a karaoke party and just refused to do it?
Yes. Not a karaoke party, but I've been taken to karaoke bars.
I hate when people are like, come on, just go do it, and they like force you, and you're like,
no,
no,
nobody
I
can
want...
force, no. There's no such thing as forcing you to do karaoke.
I just like
you
I don't
understand. Open your mouth, and then what happens?
I don't understand what, like, why people enjoy karaoke.
Because they're pathetic.
Because they're drunk. I mean, we did it.
But people make plans to go do karaoke
oh,
when
yeah.
they're sober.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah,
and they eat seaweed.
Yeah. Had karaoke? There's a seaweed karaoke bar? Karaoke
yeah,
bar?
Yeah, it warms up your vocal cords.
Oh. Oh.
Have some
all the
warm
garbage
milk.
In the ocean.
I'll froth it with my...
Oh my God, Rob frother. has a portable frother.
What?
Frother.
I think it's pronounced father.
It's like a froth one.
Frother.
Portable father. He has legs.
What's a farter?
Yes, it's my kitchen has turned into a rub.
Oh dear.
No, I just have
that
a
is so adorable
a froth wand because I.
That's what you call it.
That's what it is.
It used to be called a forked penis. I know I had to change the name.
I can't.
No, I just did it. I would get coffee at the coffee shop. And I'm like, what is different between this coffee and the coffee that I make in my house? And all it was just the frothed milk.
A frothing wand.
So I got a frother. I mean, you can get like a frother for like $200, but this is just like a $20 little.
Is it pocket size? Like, can you
no.
carry it with you?
You could carry it with
you,
but
only froth
it's like.
With it? You can froth anything.
You can
want.
Froth any liquid.
You can froth the soup.
I guess I don't know.
Chowder, you froth it up.
I thought
yeah.
you were going a different direction.
Well, there. I'm thinking that for my own actual use.
You totally could. I've put like chocolate in it and made like chocolate milk.
You froth water?
No, it's not thick enough. It has to be something thick.
You put some milk in the water.
Then
how
yes.
do you do that?
Well, I don't know, just science.
For science, Noah.
Come on, Noah. Don't be so selfish. Thinking about your uses for a frother. I'm thinking about the greater good. Frothing some water. The poor people.
Why do they need...
Maybe it looks like
water.
There's more of it and they have more to drink. You just fool them into being less thirsty.
That's true. It does make it seem like there's much more of it than there really
is.
Is
there a cock frother you could get?
What?
Well, you know what you can do?
Like you have a bigger dick.
When you have ice cream or frozen yogurt, you know how, like, when it melts, you have the liquid, you can just froth it, and then you can have ice cream all over
milkshake?
Again.
Milkshake? I could do a little coffee milkshake. I like it.
Mm.
No, yeah. Before the show, you were telling us about some popcorn that went bad.
Oh, God.
Tell us about this. Well, Darren didn't hear, so this will be
go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. Well, just about every week I get a bag of... CSA produce, which is basically like local farms.
Okay.
And
I already hate it. Go ahead.
That's where she gets the seaweed probably.
Why? It's real. It's
fried
like
chicken and biscuits. Go ahead.
Delicious vegetables. Mm-hmm. So one week they gave me a Ziploc bag full of popcorn kernels. And I, you know, like that doesn't go bad, right? So I just kind of like left the Ziploc bag out on my counter for like the last, I don't know, 4 months. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I was cutting something on the counter, and from the corner of my eye, I see something moving, and I look, and inside the Ziploc bag, there's, like, a bunch of white bugs.
Oh!
Were those supposed to be in there? Because you eat seaweed, so I don't know. That might be part of the food.
First of all, this is the first time I bought the seaweed, okay, because someone at work was eating it, and I was like, all right, maybe...
If they jumped off a bridge, would you do that, too?
No, I wouldn't.
If it was a seaweed bridge.
If there was seaweed underneath to catch my fall, maybe I would.
Who was it at work?
Emily.
You can't trust that bitch.
Oh, she's not. She's really nice.
Okay.
Anyway.
Seaweed breath, though.
So,
yeah.
I thought it was really funny when I was telling the story before you came. Sid got so grossed out, he was like by the door. He was like ready to
leave.
Well,
I was already by the door, but then I jokingly said, oh, I think I have to go. Sounded like bugs.
So did you get rid of the bugs?
So,
what happened?
Well, luckily, I mean, like, the Ziploc bag was closed. So all the bugs were just in there, and there was, like, a whole, like, society of white bugs. And I put it in the garbage.
That's
I tied up the garbage, and then I threw it out.
They had a parliamentary meeting to say that you were unconstitutional in throwing the bag of worms out.
Yeah. I killed them all.
A demigod just said, seaweed is to Daron with an O, what cynic is to Sid.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
Makes you vomit.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I just don't get the hype. And you don't get the hype with people like in seaweed, so it makes you.
I kind of do get the hype with that. I think they just, you know, they have to like something. Yeah, they have to like something disgusting.
Then it's definitely like cynic.
And then they go, yeah, exactly. They go, oh well, you know, someone goes, why would you eat that? It's disgusting. And well, I know better than you because I'm eating something that you
makes
wouldn't
you
think
smart.
Is appetizing.
Yeah. Right. So that's exactly right. Good job. Daron?
No, that was Demigod that said that. He called me Daron.
Okay, either way, good job, Daron.
To be fair, I'm not picking on anyone because everyone spells my name wrong constantly.
Really?
Out of ten,
the most common spelling.
Yeah, I know. But out of 10 mails that I get, probably 6 have my name spelled right. And the rest...
Do I spell your name right when I email?
I don't know. When do you spell my name?
Wait, it's Darren.
Yeah.
Do people think you spell it like Darren Erstad?
Sometimes I get that. One R and an I, or two R's and an I, I get a lot.
I don't think anyone spells their name two R's and an I.
I get the guy from Bewitched was that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. And I also get Daron. Deron.
Well, that's
like I'm black, I guess. I don't know. Deron.
Well, he's only half black.
Not just him. I mean, that's been a name for a
Is
while.
Like,
I had classmates in public school that would name D-E-R-O-N, like two or three of them, yeah.
Wow. Huh.
Mm-hmm. So Drake says it was cornworms. People that eat corn eat millions of cornworm eggs in their lifetime.
So that's different. That's like, you know, if it's invisible to me, I know things live in other things. Like there's things living in us now, you know, if I can't see it.
We talked about that with Rob earlier, yeah.
Get out of, that's not true. Don't spread rumors. Get out of my butt.
Every fart is a cry for help.
And by the way, yes, I have gotten Daron. He said, did anyone ever get Daron? And yes, I have. Dayron.
Oh, God.
Cornworms look pretty disgusting.
Let me see.
Are you sure? Are you sure you want to see? I'll look it up.
Is that what corn fans used to be called? Or cornworms? You can go to all the shows.
Sid is deathly afraid of...
ew.
Anytime we had a fly when we used to live together, Sid would...
Ew!
Those are green, not white. Those are green.
This one is white.
Is that a camera inside Rob's butthole?
No, it is not!
Well, it wasn't really a worm. It was more like it had wings or something.
It drank Red Bull.
Or maybe it was like in a different phase of life. Like it started as a worm and it was...
Ugh. It became a cornifly.
They couldn't chew through the Ziploc bags?
Maybe they could have, but I got to them in time.
Or maybe they got out and there's like a whole army of them under your bed right now.
It's a Daron worm. I looked it up.
Darren! Darren?
Daron?
Daron? Yeah, so the worms are definitely gone, right?
Yeah, and I don't think I'm ever going to have like anything with corn.
Oh, please.
No more elote for Noah?
Oh, no, I'm going to have that.
Right, explain to me why seaweed is good to put in your mouth, but worms are so disgusting.
Seaweed's dead, at least.
Yeah,
how do you know?
And it's
that
a
might
plant.
Be alive.
It's not running it's away from
plant.
Me to try to put it in my mouth.
All right.
So you do eat dead worms, though?
People do.
Would you?
No.
No.
Would you? Well, why is that gross?
Because it's like it's an insect,
so
not a plant.
So what's the difference?
One's an insect and one's a plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you said it's a lot. You eat meat. That's a living animal. That's
yeah,
higher
a
than an insect.
A delicious living animal, so but insects like are not appetizing to me.
Okay, but you made such a big deal when I said seaweed is not appetizing to me. Why is that
okay? I
didn't
make a big deal. We
yes,
did it
you
for
did.
The show.
Yeah. All right, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Wise ass.
Maybe Darren's being really defensive because he, in fact, loves seaweed.
No.
And he's just embarrassed.
He's waiting for us to leave the room.
Yeah, he's playing it cool until the show ends and he's going to jump for this whole fucking thing.
I was molested by seaweed as a child.
Thank
you. Is
that you.
Settling well with you? It's not settling well with me.
Got an upset stomach.
Well, the reason why I bought the seaweed was because my coworker, Emily.
Fucking Emily.
That bitch.
She brought them in and
yeah.
I was like, you know, green is supposed to be healthy for you. All types of green plants are healthy for you.
I got a booger she can eat. See how
plants,
that works.
Plants or vegetables.
I planted somewhere.
So you don't have to get like violent with her. She didn't do anything.
I'm
the one that gave him to
you. I'll kill you, and I'll enjoy doing it.
very heated
so
up right now.
I got it and I tried it and it just tasted salty and then I was like, oh, you know what?
What are we talking about? No, that's, it's not green, Sid.
And I said, you know what, because I'm always, like, really hungry at work. Like, I just want to keep snacking. And I was like, you know what, after eating this, I'm not really hungry anymore. That's why I got
it's
it.
An appetite suppressant.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that, if that, for that, it's great. I support you in buying seaweed.
Thank you.
If you acknowledge that it's a disgusting food, then we have no problem.
If it was, if I thought it was disgusting, I wouldn't be able to swallow it.
Oh,
that could be
that's
attractive.
A drop and a half right there.
Seaweed.
I want to cut that out of the audio right now
oh
and play
God.
It as a drop. Can we stop the show for 5 minutes?
Well, we're about to stop the show forever.
Forever.
Next week.
Where's that?
Well, it's...
We started a little late. We have like 5 minutes.
We're 1:53 now, so we have 7 minutes left.
We should just play sandpaper twice.
Well, we do have a user submitted user submission.
That's true.
We do.
Someone submitted something.
Okay.
Based on yesterday's episode.
The great song choice.
Yeah.
Based on last week's episode.
Yeah. Sandpaper!
Oh, that was pretty good. I like that.
And it was Chris Jericho himself who submitted it.
Big fan of Rob.
I think it's time. That time the show to get some. User submission.
Why is it user and not listener submission?
Here comes some songs created by our fans.
Wow.
And here we go. This one's called Noah's Pocket Calculator.
Purim is the only like fun Jewish holiday where you actually get to do something fun and not suffer.
What about the Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, there's no suffering on.
Yep, no, you party and then you have to like repent for your sins and starve
but
yourself
that's
on Yom
weeks.
Kippur.
That's Yom Kippur, and sometimes they're far apart. Anyway,
no, it's always 2 weeks.
No, it's a week.
Oh, it's a week.
No, it depends. Yeah. It depends on what year it is. Sometimes it's a week, and sometimes it's more.
I don't fucking
they
know.
They fall on different times.
They don't even use the same calculators as us.
Calculators or
calendars? You mean?
No, like they calculate the holidays. No, not I meant calculators. The fuck should I know?
Rob, look at the calculator. When's the next mixtape?
Hold on, I have to set a reminder in my Google calculator.
I'm the operator of my pocket calculator.
Is it a graphing? Is it a graphing calculator?
Yes.
No, a graphing calendar.
Yeah, those are kind of right.
You'd be right either way, Sid.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. I like to hear that.
Are you sure about the timeline? I should check your calculator on that.
She came to the track already 3 times the new legal limit for driving under the influence of marijuana.
How do they know how much weed is in you?
I don't know how many like nanograms or grams of weed I'm smoking, so how the fuck does she know?
Yeah, she has a calendar. Calendar.
You are not going to let me live that down, are you?
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
3 tenths. 4 5.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
11.
9 tenths. 26.
646-929-1357.
She would not be safe if she was on a public road.
She would be a danger, yeah.
Oh, you know how like...
No.
What?
Never mind. I forgot the word.
That was very good. That was very impressive.
Terrific.
Yep.
I can
stop.
Purim is the only like fun you.
Oh, whoops! It repeats. Job. It repeats.
It doesn't repeat. You just played it again.
I meant the website repeats.
Oh, okay. Those damn repeating websites.
I forget who submitted that. I think your demise. No, I don't know who submitted that.
Very prepared.
It was at the very. It was before the show in the chat.
Was it Demigod?
Oh, Demigod. Yes, it was Demigod.
Humintosh and Destroyer. See him there.
So Demigod, I think Demigod earned himself a free CD with that. If he wants to send me an email, hate mail at metal injections on that. Stupid mic keeps
Rob's
falling.
Penis microphone went limp.
What?
Imagine if his penis was mic'd.
All the
I
things
we'd there's hear. A guy named Mike down there at all times.
Hey, Mike.
All the things we'd hear.
Those parasites crying for help.
They're in my penis now?
Sure. They're coming out of every hole.
Kill me.
Get out of there. They can't live on sunflower seeds and frothed milk alone.
Oh. And homemade seltzer.
What? I don't. What is wrong with any of those things? Nothing.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't been eating sunflower seeds that much.
No, you're right.
Well, I like the particular kind, the Turkish sunflower seeds that are only available in my parents' neighborhood.
So I see you haven't been visiting your parents.
I haven't really been visiting my parents.
Too busy with the frothing on.
Yeah, now they have the frothing on.
Why you spend so much time with the frothing? You know, visit us. Why does she have poor grammar now, all of a sudden? You know, visit. I just realized that.
Sounds like Zangief.
Robert, again, with the parasites. You did not poop them out already? No, that's not how it works. I don't care. Where do you get this parasite? I know. You eat the seaweed. Come over. You're eating too much deceiver.
Your mom's hanging out with Darren.
Yeah.
She'll make me some steak and potatoes.
You come over, I'll make you a nice plov. A nice plov.
I haven't had plov in a while.
Plov is like a Russian rice, as you all know, if you are Russian and listening to this.
It's like rice with like meat in it.
Ugh. Oh, I love plov.
Why are you uching?
I don't know.
It's so good.
Russian food in general disgusts me.
Why?
It's just because it's his culture. His culture
that's
rebelling.
I never liked
what
my parents ate.
Well, maybe
like
your parents just maybe your parents just were bad cooks. No offense.
I didn't even
parents.
Eat it. It just looked creepy.
Oh.
I didn't want any part of it. Just had Chinese food.
It had worms crawling around.
Probably. It looked like it did.
They didn't just eat herring. And really, what's wrong with herring?
I don't want to know. I don't want to ever find out.
You've never had herring?
Nope.
Have you had lox?
Yeah. Isn't that salmon?
Salmon? Yeah, it's... It's not, the tastes aren't that far off.
I don't want to know.
It's like a little saltier.
They look gross.
Super Nintendo just said, did your mother ever punish you with the final Atomic Buster? No?
No Atomic Busters from Mama Pasbani.
Okay, good.
Okay, Lord, thank you.
Enough. Enough with the frothing.
I can't get over that.
If you come over, I will give you some vodka. And you can froth that.
Vodka.
Vodka, sorry. My authentic Russian accent isn't that authentic.
It's W-O-D-K-A.
Vodka. She says vodka. Come on. I don't
vodka.
Think so. I think she would say vodka.
I just like saying vodka.
His mom?
Yeah.
How does your mom say it? Vodka. Let's call her up right now. Here, let's see. Let's find out.
Wait, I almost said it. No.
She called you right before the show.
She did.
What did she want
to talk about?
I didn't. I said I couldn't talk.
She wants to ask why he's not visiting to get sunflowers.
He's too busy banging Jenny all the time, according to her.
Now she's going to believe it.
I hear you have
Sid said you're banging Jenny.
That was a joke, Mom. No, I believe Sid. He's a good guy.
Yeah, okay,
good boy.
Okay, joke, sure, yes.
Sure,
he wants you to think he's frothing that milk.
He's frothing something.
Yeah.
With his magic wand.
Frothing Yenny's pussy.
Yeah, that's right. Give her some vodka. Froth it.
She wouldn't say pussy, I don't think. Jenny's a you know what. You know что.
She'd say twat.
No, no, she's too classy for that. Come on.
You're so kind to Darren.
It's true. All right. Well... Das vidanya.
I just wanted to see if you had any other nice things to say about Rob.
Yeah, I was waiting.
I don't know her that extensively.
All you seaweed haters stick together, huh?
It's true.
Well, listen,
my mom likes seaweed.
Russian people like, you know, meat and potatoes, not this fucking...
You hear what he just said?
My mom likes seaweed.
Oh, she,
like
you're
seaweed.
Full of shit.
What about seaweed salad like the Proof. Japanese restaurant?
That's
Russian
disgusting.
People like that.
Look at how sickly Japanese people look.
That's
not true, though.
I'm not talking about giant baba, okay?
They're not
like regular people.
They're not sickly. I feel it's just they don't have a lot of carbs in their diet. They just have rice. They don't have like...
Right. That's why they're sick, because they eat fucking seaweed all the time. And
they're
rice.
Not sick.
They're
just thin.
They're healthy.
They, yeah. Oh, please. You look at that culture. They're not healthy.
It's good for your
They fucking
your
whack off on girls. Like, you know, 40 guys whacking off on a girl. They invented that.
No one's on board with
because they eat seaweed?
So
that's why?
Yes. Well, not directly, but because...
They lay the seaweed on the floor. It's like to protect the carpet.
Yeah.
And then they sell it to us and we eat it.
It's because
yeah.
they're deprived of oxygen. Like, their blood doesn't flow right. So their minds become psychotic. You didn't see Antonio Inoki doing bukkake on anybody, right? Because he was the exception. He used to eat real food. He was a built, you know, husky
Italian.
Guy. Yeah.
He was an Italian
right.
Man.
That's true. Forget what I just said.
I was very confused as a child with his name. I'm like, Antonio. He doesn't look like an Antonio. What is this?
Drake just said some of the oldest people on Earth live in Okinawa. That doesn't mean they're healthy. That just means they live long, miserable lives.
It means Okinawa's been there a long time.
If you could live 70 years, 75 years eating what you want, or an extra 25 years eating fucking seaweed.
But that's probably, that is what they want.
They probably like it.
It's not like there's like an Outback down the block that they just don't go to.
No one likes that shit.
That's just the culture.
Do we have any people that listen to the show in Japan? Can they call in and tell us?
No.
Not anymore, at least.
No, not after
Jared adopted their national plant, the seaweed.
The seaweed. What the fuck? You turned into Borat? Yeah, also. They like it, the seaweed. Wah, wah, weed, wah. This is 2006.
They just got that movie, so that joke is topical.
Yeah. Yo, my name is Borat. I froth my own coffee. And it tastes really good. Yo.
Best Rob impression ever. It's a wrap.
I have it. My brother Bill, he have it parasites in his tuchus. And it didn't feel good.
Can we do this every week from now on where you summarize all the jokes from the episode
yeah.
as Borat?
Sure.
You work it into some kind of Borat backstory. That's amazing. Single-handedly, we're going to resurrect the Borat impression. The Comic Sans of impressions, if you will.
Yeah, it's finally been gone enough that I can do it just for 1 week. Then it's going to be stale again.
No, I want it every week.
It's like when you have no battery on your phone and then you charge it for 5 minutes and it works for like... 10 minutes and then it's dead again.
Like one last pump.
Y'all. Y'all. Go out on that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Borat, thank you for
tuning in. Thank you for everyone. We're going to be, for our live listeners, we're going to be recording the show a little earlier next week. What are the times that we decided on?
One.
One to three.
Eastern time.
But after that, we really are going to be on fire every week.
Other than the weeks we don't do the show at all.
Right. But,
which is probably most weeks.
But no other times than five.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Sometimes six.
Until further notice.
But the archive will always be posted every week.
At some point.
At some point in Sunday.
Yeah.
So
I think the archive for last week's show still says, even though it's been posted, it still says the archive will be posted shortly.
Yeah, it's to fuck with people. No, it's you forgot. Let's be honest.
Good job, Arama.
Maybe I'm just fucking with all of you.
Yeah, sure.
You'll never know.
Let's go with Occam's Razor on this one. You just forgot.
God bless you.
Occam is Borat's uncle. Have some respect.
No. Yo, he my uncle. Yeah, we're bringing back all the 2006 stuff.
Rob, give us some Austin Powers.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Next,
do I?
Next
do
week
I make you Randy? Yeah.
We got to get these motherfucking worms off these motherfucking podcasts.
Oh, God.
This podcast is worth $1 billion.
Rob used to say that all the time.
Yeah, he used to do the pinky, too.
Rob was far more awful back in the day. For you listeners. If you
now I'm just evil.
End the show.
Next we have to do all your bass next week. That's going to be the next move. The old
we're just going back further.
LOL cats.
Where's the beef? All right. See you next week, everybody.
Duh, 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 duh.
Why?